Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, in our study of the fruit of the Holy Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, we were talking about faith. You'll want to listen as we continue that thought today. Now, it is a sin to make false accusations against your character, but it's not that which we take to law that is not that of a physical nature. You see, we should be tender-hearted. We should be more tender-hearted than we are thin-skinned. We ought to be as impulsive to kindness as we may be explosive in wrath. This should be present. This gentleness should be present when we must confront brethren with a fault. We don't say, oh, it's just not there, pretend it's not there. No, we have to confront. But we have to learn to be firm, yet gentle. And often to do these things that we have mentioned here, by way of the fruit of the Spirit, are things that we can't do of ourselves unless we're walking in the Spirit. And that's why we were implored so greatly in verse 16 of this chapter to walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust, that is, those desires of the flesh. And so that is wise counsel. Now, the next part of the fruit of the Spirit is goodness. This is a man that is morally and ethically true. He's not a behind-the-back person. This is benevolent. Seeing what you can do for others without expecting anything in return, or accolades or acknowledgement from the public sector. Listen, I have people in ministry over the years that they don't want you to say a word when they've done something. And they're the people that are given, that they have a gift of helps from the God, and they allow that to be manifested in them and through them, even when people don't appreciate what they're doing. And this gift of helps just seems to work. And so they're looking to help people, and they get the blessing because they're looking to the Lord for their joy, even if people don't appreciate it. And it's just plain old goodness. Now, the next part of the fruit of the Spirit is faith. Now, it's interesting because the Bible lets us know in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16 that faith is called a shield. A shield will defend against the fiery darts of the devils. And yes, we'll have the various temptations, and I think that the shield of faith has not been held up, and our churches have become so secular. Our churches have become so fleshly. Our churches have lost sound doctrine because that shield of faith is taken down, and they want more psychology in their pulpits, and they want more fun in their day-to-day living rather than a walk with God. And those things may prosper physically for a while, but when judgment begins at the house of God, there'll be no strength to withstand. Now, faith does have a twofold meaning here in our text. One is of being faithful. That is, you can be depended upon by God, as was Job when God said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? and God could depend on him. And your brethren can depend upon you. The people you work with, your family, will know that you will do that which is right, that which is pure, and that which is good. But then also faith is not only being faithful to be all of that, but it is also living by the doctrines of God's Word. For example, the Bible teaches us to abstain from all appearance of evil. 1 Thessalonians 5:22. So, this person, realizing that that is the wisdom of God, and Proverbs, by the way, the book of Proverbs, several places, confirms that. And this person, therefore, goes out of the way to avoid evil. We're told to flee fornication. So, why would we do those things? Because our love, remember, the fruit of the Spirit is love, and then it goes on through till we get to here. And love then motivates us to be men and women of faith. We stand by and stand on the Word of God. All right, let's look at the next one. The next part of the fruit of the Spirit is meekness. Meekness is literally being cool, calm, collected in spirit. Your emotions are well disciplined. And as a result, you have a mild manner and a calm disposition. In other words, your emotions are under control. Bible says, be ye angry and sin not. Don't let your anger control you, but sometimes you have to get angry at sin, but make sure you're in control of that anger and what you do. We may see our children do something wrong, and it makes us angry. Maybe you heard a filthy word. You caught them doing something that was very wrong, and you express it very strongly. And you begin to spank them as the Bible instructs you to. Now, you don't get carried away and allow the anger to overcome you, and then you start calling them all these bad names, and you ball up your fist and you start slugging them. Okay, the anger's taken over there. Whether it's with words or with your fist. Be angry at the sin, but you keep it under control. You are a person who is meek. So again, don't let those emotions have control of you. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ? We don't really see that in his ministry that he broke up a house of prostitution or a gambling joint or a beer joint, but we do see that twice he went into the temple and made a whip of cords and turned over the tables of the money changers. And we find out that he was angry, and yet his spirit was under control. Although they may have thought differently, his spirit was under control. And another thing that we understand then about meekness, meekness is teachable. I talked to coaches that had guys they had to cut from their team, and I thought, have you ever had a guy that you cut from the team that you thought maybe had more talent than another guy? Oh, yes. Then why would you cut him? Because he wasn't coachable. You know, that makes sense. I remember a man that would go to a job and last 2 or 3 months. All of a sudden, he felt like he knew more than the people that had been doing it for years and maybe even started the company. And before too long, he had lost his job. And so it just wasn't teachable. So you got to be very careful. You see, an unteachable person is not meek. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 13, it says, better is a poor and an unwise child than an old and foolish king. who will no more be admonished. When given light and understanding in that which is holy, right, and virtuous, and ethical, an unteachable person lacks meekness and rejects it. And that person is not an inheritor, but rather, if they're saved, they're saved, so as by fire, ashamed at his appearing. They inherit eternal life, but no rewards. But you see, the meek inherit the new earth, whereas others are saved so as by fire. Now, the last part that makes up this fruit of the Spirit, this last character here that makes this fruit so appealing in God's eyes, is temperance. In short order, you might say, just a quick definition of temperance, is making yourself do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. And it is not doing what you're not supposed to do. Okay, that's it. Now, most associate the word with not drinking alcohol. Well, that's only a part of it. The temperance movement was from this word, but that was only a part of it. One, for an example, who is always late and makes others wait are not temperate. That can apply to where you work. That can apply to your finances and not paying things on time. That can apply to ministry. You're doing things on a consistent basis at the last minute when you know deadlines are coming. I often say to our pastoral staff, last minute will always look last minute. And when we get that way, we are not temperate. Now, if you put all these things together, you find there is no law against it, as we read there in chapter 5, verse 23, where it says, against such there is no law. That is, there is no law of God against it. We have liberty to exercise all these virtues. There is no law necessary to direct a person who allows these things to be manifested in them and to abound. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus. My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.